Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are indeed going to talk about vacations, maybe a little bit closer to home, and who better to chat with us about that? But we have on the phone Christy Bars. She is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and if I don't bother her enough with other things, I'm bothering her to tell me where to go on my staycation. Anyway, Christy, how are you?
I'm good, Mo. How are you?
I am just great, thank you. So that music always brings me back, and, you know, there is nothing like looking forward to a vacation, and certainly kids are out of school. We all kind of feel like we'd like a vacation because we've been cooped up in our house, but there still are a lot of restrictions, so I know that you have some ideas for us, and I'm hoping you can give us some fun things to do.
Yeah, I would love to. First of all, you're never bothering me, so please call anytime. You know I love chatting with you.
You're so nice. Thank you.
But yeah, you know, it's true. I think all of us are kind of, it's summer, and we're really wanting to travel and spend some fun with our families, but also wanting to stay safe. So luckily, you know, I've got to promote what we can do in Hastings first and foremost.
Well,
because there really is.
Well, and can I tell you, yeah. I think it's going to be great for people to be forced to go on a staycation because we take for granted how wonderful our city is and how much in this area we can do and explore, and I don't think anybody has really explored everything in this area. There's just so much to do.
I think when it's so close to you, you forget. I know I do, and it's really fun when I have family or friends that come and visit, and I get to take them on the 10-mile bike loop, or I get to take them downtown, and I kind of get to see them experience it, and I'm reminded about how lucky we are to live in this amazing town. So I would say, you know, first of all, if you have any friends or family visiting over the summer, our hotels are open and their pools are now open too. So there are places for family to stay if they can't stay in your home. And, you know, I would say first and foremost, check out the downtown. The restaurants are now open at 50% capacity inside. And a lot of our restaurants have, you know, put some outdoor dining in the streets. And I know that we just got approval to kind of close down a section of Second Street recently to ensure that there's plenty of room for social distancing. So always a top contender to take guests or take your family downtown to do some shopping and some dining. Yeah.
And actually, it has more of a mall feel now that little part of Second Street is closed off.
Right.
It has a safer feel if you're a pedestrian down there, in my opinion.
And, I agree.
And it really has changed the way the downtown feels. And so I think that's a great opportunity. But, we forget about how lovely a lot of the shops are because we don't go in them every day, but boy, there are some really cute boutiques if you're a boutiquer. I know people come from a lot of different places if you are somebody that enjoys antiques. We have some great antique shops, and I never realized that I enjoyed antiquing until I wandered into one of those stores one day, and I was just taken back to my childhood. I found so many fun little reminders. So you just never know. And I know there's been some new buildings that have, or businesses that have taken over new spaces. Can you tell us about the downtown?
Sure. Yeah. So Beloved Boutique moved to a larger space, a two-floor building that used to have eye candy in it. And so they do have a women's boutique, and then they're planning on opening their bridal boutique soon. And one cool thing is they actually have a section that they reserved for Dave Youngren, so he can sell some of his photography in there as well. So that's something new and exciting for downtown. And, you know, our the Level Up Games store is a really cool store for families with kids of all ages. And, you know, if you're looking for something that you want to pick up and take home for some entertainment, that's a great place. Of course, SC Toys is open and has a lot of amazing things to do outside. All of those toys are the toys that I think we all want our children to have right now, which
absolutely.
Are toys without batteries.
You know, if you're
screens.
Right, if you're invited to, I always say, if you're invited to a birthday party and your child is in elementary school, that's where you head. You go there
right.
for a gift for somebody because they're going to be educational. The parents are going to love what you buy. And it's just good quality fun.
Right. I think it's a great experience for people of all ages, because even if you may not be comfortable sitting inside a restaurant just yet, you can pick up your food and there's extra picnic tables down by the river. You can go for a walk down to the river, go down to Lock and Dam. You know, you can sit at Spiral Brewery and grab a craft brew. So it's just, it's a cool experience there.
It really is. And you mentioned biking.
Yeah.
You can bike all around Hastings, obviously, but I know you and Casey Johnson in Prescott, the chamber coordinator there, you guys
yeah.
have talked about doing some things to try to get that bike path between the two cities used more
yes.
frequently. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah. So the bike trail is called the Point Douglas Trail. So it's a trail that goes along the river, connects Prescott to Hastings. And it's just, it's a really fun bike ride. It's an easy bike ride. So it's for anyone of various skill levels can do it. And so, Casey and Dave, our tourism lead at the Hastings Chamber office, and I were working on a bike tour that would start in Prescott, excuse me, and then come to Hastings, and then we were going to switch off each year. And unfortunately, this year it did get canceled, so I'm looking forward to kicking that off next year. But, you know, it's so cool that we are able to bike not only between cities but between states. And so, and Prescott is a really
right.
cool little town, and I think many people from Prescott would feel that Hastings is a really cool town too. So it's just, it's great to be able to have that access right in our backyard.
I agree. So there's a staycation idea.
What it is.
Yeah, what else?
And actually what I would recommend too, if you are going to do that staycation, is their beach is open. The Prescott beach is open if you're feeling comfortable for that, and you go when it's a not crowded day. So just pack a quick backpack with your swimming gear in there and go over to the beach and then come back.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I would also say, too, if you're looking for something to do for adults, Alexis Bailey Winery is now open. They have tables out in their vineyard so that you can grab a bottle of wine and can go out into their vineyard and sit at a table so that certainly social distancing yourself, but also enjoying the beautiful vineyard that's out there. So that's another great staycation idea.
You know, it is, and it's one of those places, since you don't drive past it every day on your normal routines, you sort of forget it's there. But what a little
right.
hidden gem that is.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we are lucky to have so many golf courses near us. So,
yes.
as you know, golf courses have been open, and I believe that they've been busy, and now they can start to offer some beverage cart service with the new executive order. So, you know, I would encourage anyone who is looking for a staycation idea to check out Hidden Greens Golf Course or the Hastings Golf Course. And, you know, we've also got a couple here in Wisconsin. There's
Clifton Hollows, Clifton Highlands.
Exactly. Yes. Those are two great golf courses, too, that are just 20 minutes away.
Absolutely.
And then a couple other ideas that, you know, Afton is just a short drive, and the Afton House Inn is a great place to experience if you are looking to stay overnight somewhere, and they have they're right on the river, and they have the wine bar open. They have a really good current restaurant. A really good restaurant called The Current. And then they also are doing their boat cruises. So they have themed boat cruises where you can do a brunch cruise, fajita cruise, or you can rent it for a private party as well.
Well, that's good to know. Again,
yeah.
a nice little day trip. Yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I think, and then, you know, I believe the Leduc is going to be opening back up for tours here mid-July. So that's always a great staycation idea, or if you have friends and family in town, it's fun to take a tour, and you can certainly social distance with that in small groups, and or even just go out and visit the grounds there. And you know, I mean, I again, our bike trails are just really incredible, so I would encourage anyone who's active and wanting to get out there to do the Hastings 10-mile loop to check out the Point Douglas Trail that goes to Prescott, and then also check out the, out at Char's Bluff. There's a beautiful bike trail out at Char's Bluff that goes along the river, too. So lots of great ways to get out and be active.
And Christy, explain to people that the bike trail that goes from Hastings to Prescott, you do not have to go up the big giant hill. You just follow the river. I think that's what makes it really appealing, certainly to a lot of people, or maybe it made it seem like it might be too difficult to quote-unquote bike to Prescott, but instead of going up a hill and then down a hill, you just stay the same level.
You do, yeah. My family and I have done it a few times, and what we typically do is we park right underneath the bridge on 2nd Street in Hastings, and then we go up that frontage road towards Hastings City Hall and hop on the bridge, which is a really cool experience if you haven't been able to ride across our gorgeous bridge. The bike lane is very wide. You feel really safe, and it's a really cool view of the Mississippi River and Levee Park from up on top of the bridge. And then you follow that down, and you're right, there's no hills. You kind of just go past King's Cove and veer off to the right, and it's a very level ride along the river. There's a lot of foliage, so you don't see a ton of the river, but it's still it's a beautiful ride. And then you get to Prescott and go over their bridge and go right past the beach and then into their downtown. So it's a very cool ride.
And is it what, 4 miles, 3 miles?
It is. It's about 4 miles. Yep.
So it really is pretty easy.
It is, yeah. I've done it with, we had my 7-year-old, I think, or he was 7 when we first did it, and we also had a younger one and a buggy behind us, and we were able to complete it no problem, so it's a good time.
What are some of your other favorite things to do?
I was hoping to be able to say that I could partner with some of my chambers and promote some of their activities. I know that the Minnesota Zoo is not open yet, so we're still waiting for information on that. And a lot of the pools are closed, so I would really just encourage people to kind of look at some of the public beaches that are open and stick to those guidelines that they have out there. And then, you know, I would say really check out a restaurant that you haven't been to. Maybe you travel outside of Hastings quite a bit, and now you're wanting to stay close to home, and we have several restaurants in town, so I would check out a restaurant and hit their patio. And a lot of them are revamping their menus right now when they had time to close. So it's a great idea to just do a date night staycation and hit a restaurant that you haven't been to in a long time.
That's great advice.
Yeah. And I think that's so. And again, our hotels are open and their pools are open now, too. So when you have family in town, make sure that you check out the Hastings hotels. And LeDuc will be open in the middle of July, and, you know, unfortunately our aquatic center in town will be closed for the season, but I think we're all just trying to navigate our new normal this summer as we open safely, and so I would say take advantage of the weather and hit our bike trails and shop and eat downtown when you can.
And lots of great places otherwise all around town. Tell us a little bit about tourism in Hastings. Is it a big part of our economy here?
Yeah, it is. And I would encourage anyone listening to check out. We do have a new tourism website that went live last month. It's visithastingsmn.org. And it is, you know, we use tourism funds to really promote people coming into Hastings, and it's worked well. We were recognized as a top day trip location, I think it was last year, if not the year before, because people really enjoy being close to the Twin Cities, but feeling like they're far enough away, and I think Hastings is fortunate enough to be able to give visitors that feeling. They feel like they're in a small town, they're right next to the river. They feel like they're miles away from everything, but they have access to a lot of the big city amenities. So yeah, I think, you know, we're going to continue to push Hastings as a destination for tourism. And I know that our restaurants and shops say that they rely heavily on the visitors that come into town to sustain and be successful.
How many businesses are there in Hastings that rely on tourism, do you think? Or are you saying like even boutiques and stuff rely on tourism?
Yeah, I think a good portion of the downtown businesses do. A lot of them do. A lot of the boutiques and the restaurants. I am starting to hear some of our restaurants in Midtown and a little bit south of town as they are really picking up, or you know, when they started picking up their live music the last few summers, they're seeing people travel from, you know, an hour to 2 hours away to come and listen to their live music. And so they're starting to really see an increase on visitors to their restaurant and relying on that as well. So, and I think Hastings being an arts community and being so ingrained with live music, the word is getting out there. And so people are wanting to travel and experience that.
Well, it's so great to see the city open up a little bit more and to see, you know, that there are lots of things to do, even though you might not feel safe being out and taking a full-fledged summer vacation, but still lots of staycations to do and lots of things to do nearby. Christy, thank you. Christy Barr, she's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we are always so grateful for her time, and we are going to go back to our song vacation on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.